I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, I can confirm that we are about to fire up a confirm or deny.
Yes.
All right, so I don't know where this necessarily ranks in terms of the bits we do, but I got to believe it's pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, now we got Jerry's, which we do all the time. We don't do confirm or deny all the time.
Once in a while, we do that level of concern.
Once in a while, we get to level of concern.
Once a month, we fire up a confirm or deny.
Yeah.
And a level of concern.
Yeah, about that. And then sometimes we try to get a little bit, it's not even creative, it's just a different form of picking one option or the other.
Well, kind of like that segment we have, Yes Guy, No Guy.
Kind of like a Yes Guy, No Guy.
Which is our segment, and we own it.
We do, yeah. Copyright, courtesy of Overdrive, Inc.
Yeah. Yes. Pay up, Taddy, if you want any piece of it.
Yeah. And now XFL's fastest 10 seconds in sports is another thing that we've incorporated into the show, and tons of feedback on that.
Yeah.
Unprovoked, too. Like, people stopping me being like, I love XFL, yeah. And that 10 seconds, I actually gained
knowledge.
Some knowledge out of what's going on in the XFL.
You did a really good job yesterday. We'll
great
see
job
if we can
yesterday.
Double down next week.
Yeah,
not
great
even
job.
In there. He's just...
Well, he's off. He's at Tim Hortons.
He's doing a run for us.
Yeah, let's not pretend like he's messing around.
He's actually
wasting
like
his time.
Working,
there he is back there.
He's working for us, helping out.
Yeah, I don't think he's happy with that comment. All right, I can not confirm or deny if XFL is happy with us today.
No.
You guys ready for this?
Ready
confirm
to
or deny? We know the way this works. All right, a statement will be made, and you either confirm its accuracy or deny its accuracy. Confirm or deny? The Raptors reaching the NBA Finals this season is more likely than the Maple Leafs even making the playoffs this season.
I am going to deny that. I don't think the Raps are getting by Milwaukee. And that's just the fact, without Kawhi Leonard. Therefore, I am denying that statement. And if the Florida Panthers weren't soiling their underpants right now, I wouldn't be possibly talking like that, but...
And the Leafs are still in the wild card race. I mean, let's not forget.
Yeah, no,
they're right there with Columbus and Carolina.
By the way, what about the timing of that break, that little break for the Panthers? They must be just so mad at that. They were on fire.
Yeah.
And they came back, and they have been rotten.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ever since they came back.
I'm going to deny it, too, because I think there's some odds that can help the Leafs, and I don't know. Like, I actually kind of believe in the Raptors, too.
Oh, I definitely believe in the Raptors.
So, what, you're confirming it?
No,
I'm denying it.
I'm going to deny it because the Leafs just have to get in. Now, they're in the playoff race, and they should be in a playoff mentality right now.
Yes.
It's almost the best of 22. You got 22 games left. You're going to need, at a minimum, 12 wins. So you've got to win the best of 22 series, and you probably have to win it with closer to 14 or 15 wins, I think, to get in.
Yeah.
But I think the Leafs are going to get in. It's a coin flip. I don't feel overly confident, but I think they're going to get in. The Raptors are going to get in. They're going to win the round, I believe, in the first round. But you got to get through three to get to the finals, man. Like, what if you play Boston in the second round and then Milwaukee in the third? That's tough.
Yeah.
Not that they can't do it, but I think it's easier to suggest the Leafs are going to make the playoffs than the Raptors are going to win three rounds.
Multiple rounds, yeah.
And it takes a really special group, like Cleveland back in the day, Golden State, where the finals, that type of run, was their standard. It was every single year.
Right.
These guys might run out of gas, and Nick Nurse might say, you know what, the amount of basketball we played in the last year and a half, it just caught up to us, and we might be drained.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
But I also...
Because those guys did it, like, LeBron's program was finals every year, so was Steph Curry's.
Right.
But and not every team is like that. Some teams just run out of gas.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel like this Raptor team is almost willed. Like, I don't know. I think people were just waiting for them to be bottom feeders this year. Like, you know, Kawhi's gone, they can't do it. Like, it's like they've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder saying, we're going to do this again. Like, I get that feeling from them. Now, again, finals is a that's a tall task, but like I'm still picking the Leafs, but not by much. Like I think the Raptors have a special team there. Just that group.
Well,
the group together.
It says something about both teams that this is the debate. Not Raptors have a better chance of making the playoffs over the Maple Leafs, or Raptors have a better chance of winning the first round.
Yeah.
It's Raptors are finals. That's what's on the table, or the Maple Leafs just making the playoffs. Like, that's the separation between these two teams in terms of the confidence that I have and that I think the general public would have.
Well, we'll see. This team, this Leaf team, has been up and down all season. So, you know, 10 days from now, we could be talking something different. That's how this team has either responded or not responded.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be a different narrative 10 days from now.
Okay, well, with that in mind, the Maple Leafs will win at least 15 of the remaining 22 games. Confirm or deny?
Ooh. 15 of 22?
I'm denying
Rich, I'm denying.
I'm denying it, but they're close. Like
yeah, they're sniffing right around that. That's a great over-under number.
Well, that's because he's...
Yeah. That's courtesy of the Grappler. Grappler's a degenerate, too.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. 15, it feels a little bit rich, but it might be appropriate. You might need that. I mean, 15 and 7.
Yeah, I'll confirm it. I'm going to say they're going to have to do that.
I just look at their schedule, and I can't see 15 wins right now. Now, I'm in the moment.
Yeah, it might be a week from now.
To your point, Noodles, in a week, and it's always subject to change. I mean, my opinion may change drastically in 2 weeks.
Right.
But as of right now, I have to deny it. I can't see 15. When you got Tampa, Tampa's 23-2-1 in their last 26 games. They have Tampa three times.
Pierre LeBrun predicted it. He tweeted about it.
Yeah, Pierre did call that.
He did call it
back in December.
He's like, I'm talking to these guys, and you'd never think they're outside the playoffs. Here's my piece from December 27th.
Oh, yeah. The old circle back.
He loved that move.
Yeah, that was a good piece, though.
He did. He sat down with Julian Brisebois, and he was right. Remember, there was rumblings from the outside about John Cooper's job.
Absolutely.
I don't think they were rumblings.
They got swept in the first round a year ago.
Yeah,
they were outside of the playoffs 25 games into the season.
Yeah.
If that doesn't lead to some rumblings, what can lead to some rumblings?
Exactly.
All right. Confirm or deny, Bo Bichette will have a better career than Vlady Guerrero Jr.
I'm going to confirm that. I think he's going to be the Jeter of the Blue Jays. He's going to be, like, what's missing? He's got the pizzazz, he's got the performance, he's got the looks, the hair. Like, it's all there. It's just sitting right in front of him. He might be the most popular athlete in this city before the season's over.
Here's a question, though. How do you define, because if the other guy just knocks 45 out a year, but isn't as, you know, seen in the media because of the language barrier. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, don't tweet at me and say, oh, nobody will ever take the popularity over Leaf players. I've seen baseball players out. They garner attention.
Yeah, they do. They've been here for over 40 years. It's not like the Jays rolled into town. They've established
little spots where they hang.
Yeah, and they've got a monopoly in the summer. Like, they own the summer.
Yes,
no one's challenging them.
They
own
patios.
Patio season. I have seen more Jays behind the bars at bars, like literally behind the bar, than any other athlete, celebrity. Like, they take over a bar and it is their bar.
Well, I'll say this.
I'm not naming names.
I'm not either. I've seen some damage.
I called that Dallas game the other day. That Tyler Seguin could be one of the best-looking athletes out there ever.
Well, his captain, imagine the two of them. Imagine Jamie Benn and Seguin.
There's only one guy in the league better looking than him, his captain.
Yeah.
The salad, the beard.
Yeah, imagine it, like
6'3".
Imagine girls say, oh my God, you're the best-looking hockey player ever seen, and then Ben comes out of the bathroom. People are like, you're a mutt.
No. Both of them are fantastic. But I'm saying, like, they're...
Yeah, I think they're having a good time in Dallas.
But I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
They do well.
I'm going to deny this, though. I'm still on Team Vlady. I love Bo Bichette. I love Bo Bichette.
Measure what success.
Well, it's complicated because some of it is subjective and, you know, I guess.
If he's knocking 40-plus out
but that's what I expect.
Fun.
I still think he's going to do it. Yeah, he didn't have a great rookie year based on what I was expecting. He's still an absolute stud. And I think once he locks in, he has abilities that Bo Bichette doesn't have. Bichette plays a different style, plays a more important position. Like short is more marketable than third. And yeah, he's got the looks, the sound. He's comfortable. He's willing to talk. But I'm thinking Vladdy. I think both of them are going to have spectacular careers.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have him here in Toronto. But I would still lean Vladdy. I need more than a half season.
I'm denying.
Confirm or deny. The Astros.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
The Astros cheating story will still be a big story by the end of the season.
Yes. It's not going away. It'll be still a big story in their spring training next season. It is not going away. This is massive stuff. And why it's never going away is because, and Alex Anthopoulos doesn't agree with me, but it's because the players had nothing happen to them. Blatantly admitting that they cheated and nothing happened to them.
Well,
give me a break. That's a joke.
You know why it's not going away? They're going to win close to 100 games this year.
Well, they're projected to be. But this will be a great experiment.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to the playoffs again.
Wait till you see the sideshow if they start stinking the joint out.
This will be actually a great experiment. And baseball is the perfect sport because there isn't another sport that is within its stratosphere when it comes to analytically driven, statistically driven. It's very scientific. You know, it's one guy against one guy. Throw the ball. I'm going to hit. Like, you know the data is clean. You know the data is accessible.
Right.
The data would suggest they win 100 games, go back to the playoffs. I'm not convinced they're going to do that because I do think they're human. Like we can look at them like they're robots and they're going to get into the box and just launch balls all over baseball.
They're not sneaking into Kansas City or any place like that for a series. It'll be a media circus. Every single road series they're in.
Can they handle it? I'm going to confirm it. I still think it's a big story by the end. Because more is going to come out.
Total
I think
confirmed.
Everywhere they go, it is going to be a story. I think... you know, if they play well, it's a story. If they play horribly, wow, look what happened. This could have actually just taken them down. The dynasty, even though they're not quite one necessarily, but they're in that stratosphere. I mean, I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I agree.
Confirm or deny, with that in mind, the Houston Astros, even if the player deserves it, no Houston player will win a major award this season. In other words, the voters just will say, I don't care. Verlander, if you went 22-2 with a .98
I'm
ERA.
That. If Verlander is way better than Gerrit Cole and everybody else, he's going to win the Cy Young.
I'm going to confirm it.
I'm confirming it.
I think baseball will be like, we're not, no way, no way.
Can't do it. Yeah.
Like, what if Altuve has a monster year? Bregman absolutely could happen.
Yeah.
Do you think the voters are going to give it to them?
I do.
No way.
Because they're going to be like, he's definitely not cheating this year. It's got to be legit.
But the voters are, they're human too.
And by the way, that's the way it should be.
You're right, but it doesn't matter. The voters are going to be like, I hate that guy.
Right. And baseball voters like Cooperstown and stuff, they're so sanctimonious. They all get on their pulpit and they use their power of the vote.
Now the girlfriend will be pissed on Twitter.
Kate Upton?
Oh yeah.
I think they're married now officially, aren't they? I don't know if they're married.
Yeah. Okay, the fiance.
Oh, Upton will be although she's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Yeah.
Like Verlander is such a hypocrite. Mr. Tough Guy can't wait to talk about every topic, and he hasn't said a thing.
Feathers.